Hollings recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Betty Martini. And Betty has been working for 15 years to try to convince the American people that there is an organized effort to poison them using aspartame, NutraSweet, that was known long before it was authorized back in 1980-81, that it was toxic. People have to understand that the American people are being poisoned. I mean, we're being poisoned with a genetically altered food, and the scientific studies on that have been withheld and altered, and now the bees are dying. If the bees are dying, why are they dying? Why aren't they returning to the hives? We see a third of the young men, when they return from the Gulf War, in the second Gulf War, a third of them are ill within 3 months. And many of them will be ill the rest of their lives. Why is that happening? We know the incidence of autism is increasing dramatically, so that one in every 90 children has frank autism, and about one in every 6 children has something in that spectrum of disorders of behavioral and neurodevelopmental abnormalities. One in 6 American children. So many of our children today have asthma. None of these things have happened before. Are you concerned? Could it be that there's an organized effort to destroy our people? Well, certainly Betty is a martini on the front lines of the battle to expose what's happening as far as aspartame. And what's really so interesting is within the last week or two over in Great Britain, information has come out definitely linking the use of NutraSweet and aspartame medication to behavioral problems in children. As a result, the major chains over there apparently are pulling the foods that they produce that have aspartame in them, and not a word in the controlled press of America, so they can continue giving aspartame and NutraSweet to your infants in baby formula and the various beverages. And we see the increasing incidence of Parkinson's disease in younger people and Alzheimer's disease in younger people, knowing full well that these products, aspartame, attacks the brain and is definitely associated in some instances with Parkinson's disease, because the product actually is an excitotoxin. Destroys nerve tissue. Benny, thanks very much for being with us. Could you explain to our listeners what they're doing over Great Britain to protect their people that they're not doing in America?
Well, first of all, Dr. Stan, they have done a study over there which was sponsored by Food Standards, which is like our FDA, showing that the additives, including aspartame, are causing the child behavior problems. And this is something that's been known since it was first put on the market. So there are a lot of big chains like Sainsbury, and they have Marks and Spencer, and they have one that's like Walmart, and they all have their privately labeled products, even Tesco. And they're taking, they're removing all the aspartame, and in some cases the MSG along with it, and some of the colors like Brilliant Blue that have been found to cause problems. So they're pulling them out, but not a word in the United States. I mean, it's not even in the news.
Well, Chris, this is one of the great tragedies, because that the press is so controlled here in the United States that we don't know what's happening over in Great Britain, a nation with a very, very similar culture. So now, are they pulling the products they manufacture, or anything that contains these, you know?
Well, they're pulling it out of their products because they own them.
Right.
But as far as other products on the shelves, I've asked them to pull those too. And just the fact that the mention of child behavior problems pulled out this much of aspartame is going to make an impact later on, because already 47 members of parliament have asked for it to be banned in the UK. And now there's a new agenda coming up, and incidentally, they're going to be, stevia has been temporarily approved in the UK, and now they're looking to get permanent approval for that. And they'll be ahead of everybody if they remove all these, additives and aspartame, and, you know, and approve things that are safe over there. In other words, I don't believe that they'll stop. Just as I said, the mention of child behavior problems, and think that the FDA knew about this 25 years ago, even during Congress, and they even asked for independent studies by NIH on aspartame and child behavior problems, and they never allowed it to get out of committee. So you would think that the United States, who has all these problems, that's constantly in you know, in the press, and know what they have to do to get rid of them, would do something, and they're not doing it. They won't even mention it.
Well, what was this study that really done many years ago, where some doctor in South America had inadvertently given children aspartame a containing beverage?
That was in the Dominican
Republic.
What was
that all about?
That was Dr. Barrett Davis Daniel, and he was over this menu of 360 children, and they were small children, so they decided to take milk out of the diet because it could precipitate diabetes, and they replaced it with aspartame juice. And the reason that they called me, he said, if it had been 10% or 30% or 40%, but it was almost 100% of the children immediately became hyperactive, confused, and with these assorted behavioral problems. And so they knew that was the only change they made. Naturally, they wouldn't do studies on children, but they didn't know about the harm that aspartame causes, and they got to see it with their own eyes. And after they removed it, 4 days later, Dr. Barrett Daniel called back and said they all went back to normal. That's how easy it is to prove what it's doing to our children.
Well, these studies have been around for a long time. I mean, aspartame produces pathological obesity. It can certainly influence pregnancy. It can precipitate sugar diabetes. It can precipitate brain tumors in animals. They know all of these things. They just don't want you to know. We'll be right back here at the American Food Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith.
In the self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. We've been counting the days, and May 27th is the 50th day. Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them as they celebrate the Feast of Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks. The festivities will begin at 10:30 a.m. May 27th at the Amphitheater, North Shore, Lake Loveland in Loveland, Colorado. Special guest speakers Eddie Chumney and Obadiah Frank will be there. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more details or directions. We've been counting the days, and May 27th is the day.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at American Freedom Network. Betty, what was this study that Dr. Olney had done, what must have been, 30, 40 years ago, about animals and brain tumors?
Well, actually, in 1970, Dr. Olney did a study on aspartic acid. That is 40% of the aspartame molecule, and it caused lesions in the brains of mice. And that's when he founded the field of neuroscience called excitotoxicity, which means that it stimulates the neurons of the brain to death, causing brain damage. So knowing this, and knowing that its sister, glutamate, is on the market, he was concerned that it would just literally destroy the brains of our kids. And so he wrote a 49-page document, which we have on WNHO.net, telling the FDA exactly what would happen. And the FDA agreed with Dr. Olney, and they revoked the petition for approval, which you also see on WNHO. And if it hadn't been for the political chicanery of Don Rumsfeld, aspartame would never have been on the market. In fact, if it hadn't been for, you know, their bottomless checkbooks, they would have been indicted for fraud, because the only way they got out of it was to hire both U.S. prosecutors to the defense team.
Well, is that the same Donald Rumsfeld who sent our young men over to Iraq and Afghanistan with never enough men and never the right equipment to fight and bleed and suffer and die, but never be allowed to win the war?
I know that's. I saw this morning on the news where they're funding more money, but they're not bringing the troops home.
Sure. And
that
of course, they went over there to lose. It's Vietnam all over again, and over here. But at least in Vietnam, they had enough troops. It was just that the rules of engagement were so terrible. Here, the rules of engagement are terrible. They never gave them enough troops to begin with, and they knew that. We never went there to win the war. When you understand that, and remember, this is the same man who gave us NutraSweet in the diet that's poisoning the American people, and Don Rumsfeld knew that. But, of course, he couldn't let the public know it. And once the FDA had, you know, buckled under to political pressure, now they had to defend their position. Didn't actually somebody from the FDA admit to you that, you know, how terrible they felt about having to cover for a drug they knew was dangerous?
Well, I talked to Jerome Bressler, as did Dr. H.J. Roberts and Dr. Russell Blaylock, And I was thanking him for the Breslau report, that he was truthful enough to tell all the shenanigans they tried to pull to try to take a poison to show safety. And he told me, he said, "Biddy, that's not all of the bad studies." He said that they were so bad that when the FDA retyped it, they eliminated the worst 20%. Nothing like this could have ever been approved. And then Dr. Roberts wrote his congressman to get that 20%, and the FDA wrote back saying that it was confidential. It's always confidential if they're going to get exposed. And I don't know if you know it, but there's now a new book out called Rumsfeld, his Rise and Fall, and it has the whole nasty story of aspartame in it.
Well, does it really?
Yes, the whole story.
Is that a fairly new book?
Yes, it just came out a few months ago.
Well,
I was in
we'll
a review copy, and it was absolutely accurate. There was a whole chapter on aspartame and everything he did, and it's all in this new book.
Well, now, did you have anything to do with the material in that chapter?
No, not at all.
Okay, well, so this is independent research. That
it was independent, but it was absolutely accurate.
Right, and here's a man who used his influence to kill children. And what about this thing on brain tumors? Because certainly, weren't there studies, at least in animals, that showed that there's a definite relationship between aspartame and brain tumors and even some other tumors?
Well, of course, it the molecule breaks down to diketokiperazine, a brain tumor agent, and it caused brain tumors, of course, in the rats, and that's how they first got caught. They were excising these brain tumors, putting the rats back in the study, and then when they died, they would resurrect them on paper. And when they got caught, they said, well, the rats couldn't eat well, and that's why they had to remove the tumors. You know, they just got caught doing it. And actually, in original studies, aspartame triggered brain, mammary, uterine, ovarian, testicular, pancreatic, and thyroid tumors. And then in 2005, that was confirmed by Dr. Siffredi in the Ramazzini Institute, that proved aspartame to be a multipotential carcinogen. And then, you know, the FDA denied it all, even though it's in all their records. And then Dr. Siffredi did another study showing that it even causes cancer in small amounts. And he also fed pregnant rats aspartame. And he said that people that that the children born of a woman who has used aspartame during pregnancy could grow up, if they survive, and have cancer. So now you understand why there is so much cancer in the world. 70% of the population consuming a carcinogen, and because it's addictive in such large amounts.
Well, you see, the great tragedy is, though, the average doctor, the average American, has no idea what is going on. I mean, why would they be putting something into our food that is a carcinogen? I mean, people have to understand that. You go back to the early years of the 20th century, and the incidence of cancer was about 3% of the population. Today, it's over 50% because they're adding a known carcinogen, thanks to Donald Rumsfeld, the man who sent our boys to fight and bleed and suffer and die in Iraq and Afghanistan, but never be allowed to win. So, I mean, they don't have that many people. They just put them into key positions. And it was because of his political influence that this poison was released. And certainly, there were a lot of people in the FDA who didn't want to release this. Could you tell us a little bit about the Breslau report? What was the Breslau report? Do you have a copy of it?
Yes, we have it on doorway.com.
Well, what does it basically cover? Who is Breslau?
Jerome Breslau worked for the FDA. He's retired now. And it was an FDA audit of these tests, and it showed how they filtered out neoplasms and anything the FDA didn't want them to see. And, of course, it showed the brain tumors, and it was basically the fraudulent studies, and they just got caught. And that's, you know, based on that's why they wanted them indicted, because, you know, they... in order to get approval, they had to take a poison and make it show safety, and they couldn't do it, no matter what they did. And the monkeys had grand mal seizures. The rats got brain tumors, and every time they found cancer, they just filtered it out. And as Dr. Adrian Gross wrote in his records, they just lied and lied and lied some more, you know, in the face of all these findings on these studies. There was just absolutely no way to get a study to show safety.
Well, now, Chris, what about Congress? Has Congress looked into this and tried to get the truth out?
Well, interestingly, there's been three congressional hearings, and there were a lot of people that spoke out in Congress. But during the congressional hearings, first of all, the position that Senator Orrin Hatch had, he would not allow congressional hearings the first few years. So, and I have one of his press releases that says Hatch says no to congressional hearings. So in 1985 was the first one, and Senator Metzenbaum had written a bill to put a moratorium on aspartame because of the outrage of the people being poisoned, and he listed the tests that should be done based on the problems that they were seeing in the population, which were what it was doing to the fetus. It's an abortifacient, it causes birth defects, and child behavior problems and seizures, and it was interacting with drugs. So that meant, I mean, how serious can you get that every person in the United States, or in the world for that matter, who's using aspartame and taking drugs, they're going to interact. And so it never got out of committee, and people like Senator Hatch were paid, some of the senators, and they made sure that nothing was ever done. And since I have those on tape, you can hear the scientists telling how bad it is, and all the testimony against it, but nothing got done. And they tried again in August. It was May 1985, and then in August. In August, Dr. Adrian Gross testified against his own FDA, telling him that aspartame violated the Delaney Amendment because he said without a shadow of a doubt it causes brain tumors and brain cancer. And he said, if the FDA violates its own law, who's left to protect the public? So here they knew it was a carcinogen way back then. And then when Dr. Siffredi's study comes out and confirms it, you know, they tell the public there's no cancer, never caused cancer, when it's all over their records that it did.
Sure. But the thing is that nobody in the FDA ever gets punished or fired or sent to prison for lying. That is what's so unconscionable.
I know, and now they've got something out saying that they don't have the power of recall, and that's just an outright lie because, you know, the FDA recalled Ephedra. They've recalled things many times.
Sure.
So if they want to recall it, they can.
Sure. Well, Chris, now, certainly the incidence of brain cancer has dramatically increased, you know, and certainly doesn't this have an effect more on children, or has the entire incidence of brain cancer increased?
Well, the entire incidence is, but it's very sad when we see children born with brain tumors, and there's been a lot of cases, you know, in young children with brain tumors, and they have no idea what they're from. And now they've got this stuff and so many things. They're coming out with something new now. I was just shocked to see it. They've teamed up with Domino Sugar, and they're going to use a NutraSweet swirl. So now when you're in a restaurant, you see the pink packet, which is saccharin, the blue one, which is Equal, and the yellow one, which is Splenda, chlorocarbon poison. And now you're going to have a different color blue for this new product that's going to be mixed with sugar. You know, if the idea is not to use sugar, then why mix it? If the sugar is going to make it sweet, why mix it with the aspartame?
Sure.
But well, that's a new product.
Are they putting the aspartame in baby food?
I hope not. You know, occasionally we find products that have MSG. It was Dr. Olney that made them keep MSG out of baby food, but I hear rumors that it's edging back in some products. and I haven't really checked them all, but they know better than to do that. But it's in pediatric vitamins, it's in pediatric prescription drugs like Augmentin, and you get chewable Benadryl, it's got it in it, chewable Tylenol. So that's why the pediatricians recently, some of them, wrote a report that small children should not get cough syrup and all these different medications for colds, because a couple of babies had died. And when you think of it, they go to the doctor and they get a prescription that has aspartame in it, and then they go over the counter and get chewable aspirin and other products. Pedialyte now has Splenda in it. They did take out the aspartame when the baby died, but now it's got Splenda in it. And these, on top of what they're taking, is a huge amount of this poison for a child or a baby.
Well, it's interesting that that one athlete who was taking ephedra dies. Now, whether he died of ephedra or some other cause, we don't know, but
he died of aspartame.
One person, or one or two people, they pull ephedra off the market, full well knowing how dangerous aspartame is, but of course they keep covering for that.
Well, that was Pelcher. That was.
Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment. This is Radio Paratv.